All right. Welcome. It is, we are on 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. This is the customer isn't always right. And if you're listening, it's probably Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Or you probably maybe catching the episode late on WRUU.creek.fm. You can catch all the old episodes. And now we're going to do our after St. Patrick's. I'm here with Kevin.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, we're back. We're going to talk about all this nonsense that happened this week. The recap is going to be the whole show, so I'll just give you a minor on it. It was tiresome.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was super a lot. And
but I haven't worked a St. Patrick's Day in 20 years.
Yeah, I did it last year, and it was...
I was there. At least it wasn't working. Well, actually, I opened the bar I got there really early just because for breakfast and stuff.
Okay.
And they let me in, and I helped set up. And then when they open, I'm like, all right, give me my shift drinks. And there you go. That's fun.
Yeah, no,
I'm
last
a temporary
year,
2-hour employee.
Yeah. No, last year I was still working at my old job at I can actually say it now because they're closing soon. So I used to be a kitchen manager at Cuban Window.
Oh.
They're closing as far as I hear, which is sad, but it is what it is. Yeah. Things happen. It was funny because I worked, I guess, they had the parade on a weird day last year.
Monday.
Was it Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. It was Monday. And I remember, who's that little fighter guy?
Damn, if you had
Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, yeah.
Dude, I was on Liberty Street, and like all these people were these kids. You know, they were probably college age, and I was standing there outside my buddy's law firm. He has like an open house every year, and these kids were like, "Oh, there he is!" And they just start running across the median on Liberty Street. But it was funny because a buddy of mine is on the parade committee, and he was pushing for extra police to be like his security. They're like, no, like he has his security, but we need like a few extra police. And they're like, well, I don't know if we need that resource. He's like, you want it? He's like, why? He's like that guy can take care of himself almost. And he's like, yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah, that's the point.
He might kill someone. Yeah. Dude, we need police.
Yeah,
at least two, you know.
Yeah,
like, so they agreed. And
yeah, it was crazy. We saw him. So where Cuban Window is basically where the parade started. I guess that's like Dewey and, was that Abercorn or Habersham? I think it's Abercorn. And we saw him walking across the parking lot. We're like, is that Conor McGregor? It was totally him.
Yeah.
He was doing that walk that he does, that weird like
the swagger walk.
Yeah, that walk. And then two cops came in and they're like, hey, is it cool if Conor uses the bathroom? We're like, sure. As long as he gets
He was at like the firehouse, like handing out bottles of whiskey, like his whiskey.
Yeah. And we're like, yeah, it's cool as long as we get pictures with him. So him and his wife and his kids, they all came in, they used the bathroom, went out, got some pictures with them, and then they were off. But there was that. But yeah, it was like towards the end there for me, and I like had picked up a shift there, and then I went to the rail, and it was not fun. I think like later that day I'd gone there, worked at night, and I think I picked up, I took over for whoever was DJing there that night, and then that was probably like 6 o'clock, and then there was a fight up there around 8 o'clock, and then we closed it down.
Oh.
It was like, it was like a huge fight, like a bunch of dudes had gotten into a fight, like right next to.
That was last year?
Yeah.
On St. Patrick's Day?
No, maybe that was 2 years ago then.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was up there on that Monday night, and I don't remember that time.
Yeah, so. Maybe that was 2 years ago then. Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
I don't remember that.
Last year, what happened last year? No, last year was the fight upstairs.
Really? Because I was up there with someone and...
on St. Patrick's Day proper?
Yeah.
Maybe it was I can't remember.
It might have been the day before.
It might have been honestly, it was just, I just remember...
Or Saturday, yeah.
I just remember there being like, hey, do you mind if we like close it down? Are you going to be upset? I was like, pfft.
Because I was up there around that time. I don't remember that happening. It was pretty full. So
maybe
unless it happened after we left. I don't know. But
I just remember we closed it early. That's all I remember. But last year it was super busy. Super busy. But we'll talk about this year. We're gonna take some time to do some station promotions. Give us a second here.
Do you like music? WRUU offers unique and diverse shows you probably won't find anywhere else. Did you know that we offer over 20 hours of jazz per week? How about over 20 hours per week of international music? If you like rock, blues, and metal, we've got it. How about music show tunes, soul, Motown, funk, disco, R&B, reggae, bossa nova, salsa, Americana, exotica, indie, opera, and classical. We've got these too. Check out our schedule at wruu.org.
This is WRUU, your radio station. Each of our hosts is just like you. We're your friends, your neighbors, and your co-workers. We're Windsor Forest Radio and Ardsley Park Radio and Liberty City Radio and radio for and from every other part of Savannah too. Like you, we can't keep going without covering expenses. So please help us by donating whatever you can. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
Hi, I'm Tim, the host of a show called Not Fade Away here on WRUU. Do you like the feeling of, oh wow, I love this song and I haven't heard it in forever? Then join me on Friday afternoons from 1 to 2 p.m. I play forgotten hits and songs that were good enough to have been hits but never made it. Let's keep great music alive together. Not Fade Away, Fridays at 1 p.m. here on WRUU.
General admission tickets are now available for the 2026 TEDx Savannah presentation entitled Shaping the Future at the Georgia Southern University Armstrong Campus Fine Arts Auditorium on Friday, May 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. General admission tickets are available until seating capacity is reached and includes lunch, seating, and complimentary parking on campus. General admission tickets are available at TEDxSavannah.com.
All right, let's see if we get it. All right, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
All right, so what do we address first? Let's talk about the things that happened while we were there.
I mean, I'm trying to think about when I started, really. I guess I worked Wednesday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday for a few hours, Monday night. Well, Monday from 5 to close, and then Tuesday from 3 to 12:30. That's why we were talking about doing this after the bar, yeah. And I was like, I got cut at 12:30. I was like, sorry, man. Yeah. I'm going to have a beer.
Yeah. So.
I'm not hanging around for
at 2:30. I was like, forget it.
And that was it. And it was also just seeing all the like glassy eyed leftovers, you know. And that's when you start seeing people arrested. And then that's like maybe an hour before I cut. Like, you know, I won't go into detail just because, but you know, we never had any major issues. But you know, at the end, we didn't let some guy in because he was, you know, too drunk, and his buddy kept trying to get him to leave, but he kept trying to argue with one of our extra security guys. You know those guys.
Yeah, the big dudes.
And
yeah.
It's just like, and his buddy kept trying to get him, come on, let's go. And he kept coming back, and he made threats, and they came. Let's just say he found out.
Like, yeah.
And, you know, at the same time, the dude was like, you could tell he was only going about 20% at him. He didn't even go full. I was like, geez, dude. I mean, hey, kudos to the brass, but no, that ain't. And it's one of those things where I'm kind of glad I still saw that, because I was like, man, yeah, somebody needs to learn a lesson.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple people I think who found out the meaning of the word no.
Yeah, no,
this
exactly.
Week.
Exactly. Yeah,
there's a lot of people like, look, man, like I had a conversation with this about this, but someone else was just like, look, I get it. You plan this for a year or whatever, and you spend a certain amount of dollars, and now you're here, so you feel like you're entitled to, like, whatever. I'm like, but no. Like, there's other people here who have also planned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's rules. You know, like, I get it. You're drinking out on the street.
Everybody's a regular.
Yeah, like, you're drinking out on the street, so it's like, you feel like it's a free-for-all, and I get it, but it's not. You know,
yeah,
it's not at all.
Yeah, I mean, let's start with, I'm trying to remember Wednesday night. Like, no, I don't think anything particularly.
Yeah, no, I was there I was there Tuesday all the way through Saturday.
It was slow.
And then had the Sunday off and then was back
the
rest of the week.
I didn't know much about Thursday night, but I can start with Friday, the funniest thing, where I was like, oh, this might be a really fun weekend. We're like, so I'm in there and we have this girl who's bartending downstairs, and I was I managed most of the nights, but except for Monday when I was bartending.
Okay.
And then this girl, she's pretty funny. but she went, I took over the bar for her cause she had to go to the bathroom, and she walked around where the bathroom was. And then a couple minutes later, she looks over, you know, like there's a little partition where the POS is, and yeah. She's looking at, and her face is hilarious. She's like, "Oh my God," making these faces. I'm like, "What?" She's like, "I'll tell you." So she comes back and she's like, "Oh, this lady was like squirting breast milk everywhere." And I was like, "Oh, let's make some mini beers." Yeah. All right. Yeah. And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "Oh, and her, she was pierced, so it was going in all different directions." I was like, "Wow."
Oh,
I was like,
"Wow."
And I was like, "All right, happy St. Pat's. It started."
Yeah, my first experience upstairs with a bunch of, normally like on a regular weekends, you get the old guys who like to use the bathroom without closing the door.
Yeah.
So we have to remind them like, "Hey man, you can't do that. Like, you know, it's not a thing." It was a bunch of younger dudes. And I told one dude, and he told me to F off. And I was like, "Bro, I'm doing this so that you don't get kicked out. Like, just close the door."
They probably
now.
Think it's, you know, it's not a double hitter, you know. It's a lot of the single bathrooms. And, you know, sometimes they probably just think, "Oh, another stall in here, another." And it's like, "No, you got to close the door."
Yeah, a lot of people were pretty, All right, so this thing I was telling someone earlier, too, is just like, I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen, people in different levels of intoxication. You know, there's like you're buzzed, you're drunk, you're like you're sloppy, you're blackout. These people were like brain dead. Some of these people were like brain dead. Like legitimately, like you're talking to them and there's like nothing going on behind their eyes. Like literally nothing. And there was a lot of like miscommunication issues. Some lady got in my face because she thought I wasn't going to allow her son to do a Kid Rock song.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that. Like, what?
Yeah. You know, I had had so many hours there, and I guess I just made a face when he tried to, you know, request a song. He's like, "You don't like Kid Rock?" I'm like, "Not really." He's like, "Why not?" And I was like, "Well, you know, this, that, and the third." And he's like, "Okay, so you're not going to play my song?" I'm like, "No, I'm going to put it in. It's my job. I have to do it.
I'm allowed to roll my eyes,
though." Yeah, right. But I don't have to like what you're putting in, you know? So then I guess he told his mom.
Mom.
Yeah. "Mom, they're not going to let me play my Kid Rock song. They don't have Bush Light here," or whatever it is, you know? And I'm just like, "Dude, okay, man."
It's like a more Meatloaf kid.
Yeah. And it's just like, his mom, "So I hear you don't like Kid Rock." Oh, God. All right. I see that you have your, like, Walmart, like, Miller Lite green T-shirt on and your plastic hat, and that's great. And I understand that you like Kid Rock, but if I was like, "But I'm putting it in." You know what I mean? And that lady ended up starting a fight with someone else.
She sounded like, when you were describing her, she sounded like, do you remember those old Combos radio commercials that were like, "What your mom would feed you if your mom was a man?"
Yeah.
And it's like, "He's going to be a prison guard one day. I love my boo-boo." That's what I was picturing.
Yeah, she was like that. Yeah, definitely like that. And it was just like, she spilled a drink on some other girl, and then she was getting on stage with people, and, you know, before I could get her removed, she ran out of the bar, and then her daughters came back in and started a fight with a different girl. Like, I don't, it was so convoluted and like so dumb.
It's a domino effect.
Yeah, it was just like there was a lot of that going on. A lot of people like mishearing what people were saying and just being like, "Oh, I'm gonna beat you down now," and no, you're not. You're not gonna do any of that. We have security here. Like, you will be removed like super fast.
I mean, for the most part, people were cool. I mean, I never really... It was just like, you know, those things where, you know, out-of-towners are super excited, but the bar's like busy as hell, and then they come up and they're just, "Hi, hey, how are you? Like, I'm surviving. What's up? What can I get you?" "Oh my God, this is my first St. Patrick's Day. Great, welcome. What can I get you?" And they just want to keep... And I'm like, "Oh,
you know, like puppies.
You're
like,
trying to be nice and polite, but like, bro, like,
if they had tails, they'd be wagging at it.
Come on, yeah. What do you have here?
Oh, we have a sign that tells you what we have. It's right there.
Assortment of things.
Yeah, we have alcohol. You rear of it.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, most people were cool. There were some really obnoxious people, though, man. Like, it's mostly that where. So there was one night where I had to get through with a bunch of trash and. I like walked halfway through the outside, and I was like, "Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Hey, tapping people, hey, I got to get the, and they just sit there and look at me. And it's like, all right. I was like, hey, dude, call dude over. I'm like, can you make a path? And he was just parts.
Yeah, that was the best part because instead of like, you know, normally if I have to use the bathroom, I'll like dip outside and go to the, you know, I'll go to the porta potties or go downstairs or something like that. But I made sure to have a real shirt on underneath, and I'd get up and like people, I would just flash the shirt and they'd be like, oh yeah, you're the DJ. Like, you're fine. You can go ahead. And like, it's not too bad, but like, going in from the outside to come back in after like smoking a cigarette or something like that, that's when I would have to get the other security guards like, hey man, can you move these people off the stairs just so I can get in here? And they're like,
oh, that was the best. When I went in to change out all the paper goods in the bathroom, and these people, but there was no line next to the bathroom, just people standing away from it. And I went and I was like standing outside waiting for us to come out, and this woman in the sky is like, excuse me, there's a line here. And I was like, hey, I was like, I work here. I just got to run in here, change out all the paper goods. Otherwise, you're not going to have anything to wipe with, lady.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying. Like, she's like, and then the guy was like, oh, you do what you got to do. Like, yeah. Like, may I? Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, like, can I?
I'm allowed to do my job. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who I'd never seen there talking about like, oh, I come here all the time, you know, stuff. And it's just like, yeah, man, no, you don't. I work here 5 days a week. You don't come here all the time.
Well, there's, we got props from our owners about taking care of everyone who, you know, has been coming there for years. But there's some people that have been coming there for years.
Right.
But they don't come to the, like, they used to come to happy hours all the time. But this, you know, they get older and they don't come. So they,
right.
You know, but they pop in every now and then. Because there was some issues with some coolers that made their way inside.
Oh.
And one I confiscated, and they didn't say it. Like, there was like a 12-ounce Miller Lite and thing. It wasn't open. I just snagged it, and I saw this bag. It's like one of those reusable shopping bags. So I just got it, put it in the bag. Girl goes, that's mine. I go, we don't sell this here. And I just like walked away, and I put it in the thing, and I took it home, and I was like telling, because I crashed with somebody over the week just downtown, so I didn't have to park and all that crap.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we got like mixed match of beers in there. It's like I stole from somebody. It was like Miller Lite, things we do not sell. 12-ounce Miller Lights, Mick Ultras, and Busch Lights. Like, oh, these are coming with me.
Yeah,
and then there was this one really nice, one of those like Yeti fold-over coolers. And, I went to the door guy, like,
how did this get in here?
And they're like, you know, one was like, it did not come through us. And so I don't know if they passed it over. I don't know how it got in, but unless they knew somebody, and I was like, hey, you can't have this in here, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, so, you know, you need to like take it to your car or leave or whatever, or I'm taking it. And like, you gotta make up your mind like now.
Like right now. Yeah.
And it's like, I'll be happy to take this
one. Yeah. Like, it's mine.
It's like
now.
A $200 cooler.
Yeah.
And then they left. But then there was another lady who was like, you know, she knows the owners and everything. I was like, it's cool. We're not like,
I'm not kicking you out, but this,
you know,
can't
I'm
stay
just saying,
here.
You know, yeah, this is a liability issue. But they were like, some were cool about it and some were not, but
yeah. I really thought I was going to have more threats of violence upstairs as per usual. For telling people not to do stuff, you know, I mean, getting on stage and whatever. But everyone seemed to be a lot cooler this year than they were last year.
Was that this week or last week where the guy, where you were like, you're wasting my time, where the guy was like,
oh, that was during St. Patrick's week. That wasn't on St. Patrick's Day. That was Thursday or Friday before like the actual, when it was like ramping up. I think that was Friday. And was that Friday? It doesn't matter. It was one of those, you were there. But yeah, the guy, he he came up for a song that wasn't his.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he came up, him and his buddy came up for a song that wasn't his. No, yes. He came up for a song that wasn't his, and then they announced it while they got up there. Like, oh, we're not them, but we're going to sing anyway. And I was like, no. No, you're not. And then that's when I gave him the speech, like, you're wasting my time and everyone else's time. Like, this is obnoxious. And I think I might have given that speech one other time. Some guy signed up for a song they didn't know at all.
Yeah.
And he was just standing up there. And I'm like, dude, the line is like an hour and a half, bro. Like, really? Like, you couldn't? Like, come on, man. Like, I'm all for people, like, doing whatever. But, like, you didn't know any of it. Like, not even the chorus. Like, nothing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I'm not trying to run, like, a prestige worldwide type thing up there where everyone's got to be good. But, like, come on, man. At least know some of it.
Or can you read?
Yeah. Anything. Yeah. Anything.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I mean, I was talking to other people around town, and it was kind of like, you know, I'm sure some places got smacked, you know, the usual suspects, but, you know, Congress Street was just a lot of people. You know, it wasn't like.
Yeah, it was a lot of people dipping in and out, like trying to go to every place at once.
It was interesting, though. I'm kind of almost, well, not. I was, like, you know, scrolling through Instagram and doom scrolling through TikTok, and you see, like, just videos from St. Patrick's Day that other people shot, and yeah, there was some pretty crazy fights and stuff going on around town that I saw going, oh, I'm glad that didn't really come our way. That's fine.
And I think we only had, like, one shooting.
Only? That was the week before, though, right?
Yeah, it was a Friday. It was the Friday right before.
Just down the street.
Yeah. Always the same spots.
It is, yeah. Interesting, but
can't mention them. But everyone who lives in Savannah proper knows where they are.
Yeah, exactly. Always the same spot.
Always, every time. And yeah, I think it was like during the day too. Like I don't think it was like at night.
Oh, I thought it was at night.
No, I think someone else might have popped off like later on.
Someone popped. Well, then maybe it was two.
Yeah, so it was two. It was like one during the day. During the day meaning like, I think it was like a little bit before 8.
Oh, then maybe that was the same one.
Yeah.
Because I know it wasn't super late.
But yeah, it wasn't late, but it wasn't like.
It was on the door guy chat.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm grateful that there wasn't more of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
figure exactly.
That there would be more of that, but normally, still, like statistically speaking, like from what I've heard in prior years, and when I first moved here, like 8-9 years ago, whatever it is. Like, people who only, like, I think only 110 to 120,000 people live in Savannah, like, proper, like, the city, the downtown, whatever. And normally y'all get, like, something close to, like, 1 million people.
Yeah.
This year, I heard it was only, like, 400,000.
Yeah, I think it was less than, like, half of what usually
happens. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. When did all this 4-hour airport wait stuff start? Like, you know, was that last week?
Yeah,
I think it was last week, or it was ramping up. So travel issues, economy issues.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I also think that the breakup of the week. You know, because last year it's like, you know, you could come Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
But this, you know, I think there was the weekend crowd that if people came in from out of town, there was the weekend party crowd that went home on Sunday. And then there was the people that came in on Sunday, you know, for the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday party. So I think it was split up. And I think the latter crowd was more of the, we're just here for
just to hang out, go out,
walk around with, you know, open containers and watch the parade and see Savannah type.
Yeah. The early crowd, there's a couple people I noticed who were there. Who rolled in on a Wednesday and didn't leave till Thursday, and that was a lot of the
you mean the next Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, so I say for
like some like foreigners, you know, people from like other countries and stuff like that. And those people are all right. I mean, towards the end, like after seeing them every day, you know, they basically came to that bar every single day, and they were by the end they were like, you know, out of it.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, oh man, I bet you're real happy to go home.
Your hotel room smells great.
Yeah, there was a lot more like sad people around. I actually got roped in. I'm never doing this again, mark my words. I'm never walking anyone back to their place ever again.
Right.
Like to make sure they get home, like, nah, good luck. Like, even though I had to go, like, literally around the corner, I ended up getting roped into, like, a conversation. Like, I walked this person home at, like, 2:30 or 3 or whatever and didn't leave.
A stranger?
Yeah.
Oh.
A stranger. And I was, like, making sure that they got back to their place. Like, oh, you want to blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I guess I'll, like, hang out for a couple minutes, you know what I mean? And then, like, literally trauma dumped on me until, like, almost 5 in the morning, and I just, like, had to leave. I was like, I'm not doing this again. Like, I can't, like. If I was, like, a D-bag, I could have, like, just left. But I just don't. You know what I mean? It's not.
I would have just left.
I was waiting for them to, like, go. Like, if this person goes to the bathroom, I'm going to get the hell out of here. But, like, they just never. It was. Plus, they were drunk, so the story just, like, repeated over and over again for, like, 2 hours. And that was terrible. But I did meet a lot of cool people. And then we did have that crazy fight that happened. That was pretty wild. It wasn't crazy. It was like this dude walks up to this girl, unwarranted, was like, hey, did you just sing that song? She's like, yeah. He's like, well, you sound like garbage and you should never sing again. Oh. And I was like, oh. I was like, dude. Before I could even make a move, she was throwing a drink in his face. And then he actually took a swing on this little girl. He missed because he like slipped back on some water. But when he was...
Oh, is this the girl that she comes in sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know you're talking about.
And as she was going backward, as he was falling backward, she cracked him. Like, great hit. Bang. Like, banged him right in the face.
Nice.
He went down. She threw another drink at him and then got another couple punches in there before we got her off of him. And as they were trying to move the kid out, she had, like, weaseled away from whoever was holding her and, like, kicked him a couple times in the chest and then... Then he, like a little baby, went outside and told the cops that she assaulted him for no reason. So then I had to, like, stop everything, talk to the cops, and let them know, like, hey, man, no, that's not what happened at all. And that was fun.
Did anything happen after
that? I don't know if he got arrested or what happened. She's fine. But I know, she broke her hand.
Oh.
Not really broke. I think she like popped a ligament on her pinky or something, but her hand was like pretty messed up. So,
ooh.
I mean, it is what it is.
That'd be worth it if you clocked some dude that took a swing at you.
Yeah. I was just surprised that he took a swing. I was just like, are you serious? Damn. Like, you're going to swing on a girl in a bar, bro? Like, you're crazy. Like, you're going to get beat up like pretty badly. But,
we don't need any of that.
No, none of that. But yeah, I just felt like it was a lot of,
there's all these people that, you know, that we have these certain, there was a lot of, where people got all pissy with me was when, you know, so we have like places that we need to go where storage is, where we keep beer and stuff like that. And they always think it's the freaking bathroom. And so I'm like going in and they're like swinging hey, stop. Like, I gotta go. I'm like, this isn't the bathroom. And then like close the door. And then, you know, I come out and someone's standing there and I kind of hit it and I kind of knock. And they, you know, they get all pissy because you're opening the door on them. I was like, you know, I mean, got to go where I got to go. And then under the stairs area, like this, what, you think this is a bathroom thing? It's like a clubhouse. Yeah. What are you doing? And they kept trying to come in there. What's in here? Get out.
Nothing.
And they get all mad.
Yeah, I watched people try to go upstairs numerous times to the third floor. So that was pretty funny. Like, where have you ever been where you have to, like, wrench on a door to get it open at a place of business where you are supposed to be? Never. Anywhere. If it's locked, it's locked.
Oh, if I ever try and go on that door and people are waiting, I always think I'm trying to cut in line, too. Like, I just hold up my keys. I don't even say anything. I'm just like, hey, da-da-da. And I just look at them and open the door. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It's
like, yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought I was going to see a lot more locals, but I really didn't. They must have been all, like, during the day and stuff like that, but I didn't really see any, like, at night. I saw a lot of out-of-towners, like, a ton of them.
Well, because, there was a Tuesday. I mean, a lot of people I know worked.
Right. But, I mean, just during the week in general also, I really didn't see,
somebody
like,
were
leading,
staying away from it.
Yeah, leading up to it, yeah. I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's just, there was a lot of people of privilege around, which is, like, really weird. You know, like I said earlier, like, there was a lot of people who had to be taught the meaning of the word, like, no. Or, like, you know, when I'm out back smoking a cigarette, don't ask me where you are in line. I have no idea. Yeah. Where's my song coming up next? I don't know, man. I'm not next to the computer. Can you put this in for me? No, I can't. I'm not by the computer. Like, I'm, what? You know, or sitting at the bathroom, I had some guy, like, snap his fingers in my face to ask me, like, when he was singing. I'm like, dude, you keep doing that and you're not singing at all. Like, I didn't understand a lot of, like, I heard a lot of those kinds of stories, like, at the bar, like, upstairs, too, where people were just, like, snapping, throwing phones in people's faces, like, can you do this? And it's just like, dude, what are we talking about?
I got a few snaps.
Like,
at the bar. I was like, okay, are you in a jazz club?
Yeah. Are you a jet?
Ask him. Are you a jet?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we about to have a dance-off? Like, I don't understand what's happening here. But, yeah, there it was just a lot of I hadn't seen it in a while, a lot of people like that, you know, being that way. It was just very odd.
You know, I don't think we had a lot of throw-ups either. One or two.
But. Yeah, there was a couple. There was a couple upstairs, but it wasn't too... Like, they actually removed themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't like... You know, they were like more embarrassed than anything. Like, okay, I'm going to get out of here.
Or at least they made it in the trash can.
Yeah, they made it in the trash can. Or a couple people... I was waiting in line one time. A girl puked. I could hear her violently throwing up in the bathroom. Then she came out and looked at me, and she was like, I'm going to go home. And I'm like, that's probably a good idea.
You know, I didn't see as much ground loot this year either.
Yeah.
Last year, just walking this girl home, I was like, ooh. Yeah. I mean, I don't take it. You know, I'm like, but I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see any ground treasure either. although I did notice a couple customers find like a $20 bill on the ground. They didn't know whose it was, so they just put it in my tip jar.
That's good.
Which is pretty sweet.
I put it in my tip jar. My pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It was...
I think I found like $5 this year. It was by the door. I'm like,
Nah, I didn't really find anything. I thought I was going to find stuff like anywhere, but I didn't really find much anywhere.
People just ripping stuff out of their pockets, you know. It's usually when they like pay with... cash and they have changed and they don't feel like putting it in, they just shove it in their pocket. And the next time they reach in, it's just everything comes out.
Yeah, I had a lot of people who were tipping me when they were tipping me in cash were like pulling money out like they're, you know, 7-year-olds. Like, I've got this many and just like
your piggy bank,
just dropping
things
it
out.
All like crumpled wet money.
can I get for this?
Yeah, like, all right, fine, man. But yeah, you know, I did have the, which seems to be a real trend lately, a lot of white people trying to do rap songs, and I had to just discourage them, like, listen, man, the rule here is if you say the N-word, like, I gotta stop it and kick you out. I'm like, if you feel like you might say it, then don't do this.
Yeah.
Then don't do it, because I have to, like, these are the rules, like, I have to stop it and get you out of here. And I was able to talk a bunch of people out of it, so it was fine. But it's always white people who are like, yeah, I wanna do a Biggie Smalls song, and I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
I mean there's some funny stuff I saw too, like walking to work on St. Patrick's Day, like, because I had to be in at 3, and it was, you know, relatively a nice day, but it was cold.
Yeah,
and I was going to my friend's place, a business, just to have a couple beers and watch the parade for a bit and hang out before I went. And, you know, you see like all these girls. It was like funny. I saw this group. It was like two girls and a dude. It was like the girls are all wearing like, you know, their cute little skimpy outfits.
Yeah.
And, but they like seemed to be fine. But then this dude was wearing like these overalls kind of things, like, you know, get up with Shamrock and stuff, and a blazer, but he didn't have any shirt on, and dude was just, like, shivering. I was like, come on, dude, your girls are maintaining, you're not. But, yeah, there were just people, like, what they were wearing, they were all freezing cold, because you wake up, you see, oh, it's a beautiful day, then the wind kicks up, and then it was funny to see people, there's all these people just shivering.
Yeah, it was, The other thing I didn't really like, too, is we got some of the late night people, like late, like right when we're about to close, asking for a million things. It's like, dude, we've been here all night, and I, like, we call last call, and now you want to ask for some stuff? Like, dude, no, come on.
That's what, I mean, like, the singing or drinks?
Everything. Just, like, drinking and singing.
That's what last call is for, I guess. But,
right, yeah. But, you know what I mean? But it's like, right as we're telling people that they have to leave... They're asking, like, oh, can we do one more? Can we get one more? It's like, no, we already called last call a while. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know,
but for and me. The people not wanting to leave, I know there was this one dude that was, I mean, he was huge. And, you know, even over one of our extra security guys. And he was one of those ones that just, you know, we told him 10 times, like, we got to move from the outside to inside. It's like, you know, we're closed, but out here we're closed. We're
done.
Now move inside. And he just stood there, kept drinking and whatever, and kept trying to get one more drink. It's like, we did last call a while ago. We're done.
Yeah.
And then he spouted off at the mouth. And he goes, what'd you say? The guy goes, oh, okay, time to go. Yeah. But it's just like, it's people that just don't, you know, they want to sit there and test you.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, there's ways to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. There's ways. There was a group of Irish dudes who would show up. We closed, you know, when we were closed upstairs, like, they would show up a half an hour before we were supposed to close. Would stand there, do whatever, be creepy with girls, you know, sing along with other people, whatever, whatever. And then the second I'm like, all right, like we're done up here. Oh, we're going to do one more. Bob. I was like, you guys were here for a half an hour. Not once did you come up and try to talk to me about this. I'm like, so no. And they did that three nights in a row. And I was just like, I'm sick of you guys. Like, I just want you guys to leave. But yeah, and then after it, like I said, we had a couple people who were still like here in the party mode on like Wednesday and Thursday. But nothing crazy. Like nothing real crazy at all.
That was like me. And I probably should have just rested. We can talk about recovery.
Yeah.
Like Wednesday. So I went home at 12. I got off at 12:30. I went down, see my buddy where he works, had a couple beers, didn't stay long, went home, went to bed.
Yeah.
But the buddy I was staying with got home probably at 6. But I woke up at like 7 while he was still awake watching. I was like, ugh. That was the rest of the night. So I sat there and watched Wolf of Wall Street with him for like 30 minutes. And then I was like, I'm going back to bed. And then got up. We went to go eat. And then came back and we wanted to go shoot pool or whatever, hang out. And that turned into a night. We like hung out and then stayed with him one more night. And I had like I have another for my other job, my freelance advertising work.
Yeah.
I had a meeting that next morning, went to that meeting. And then I went to go look at this space. And then it was like a nice day, and I went, grabbed coffee and a ham and cheese croissant from Coffee Fox.
Nice.
You know, auspicious stuff. It was like delicious. And I was sitting there, and I was like, I'm going to go walk around now. I was like, walked around for a while, and then saw my buddy working at another bar. I was like, yeah, screw it. You know, this is Thursday at like 1. So I sat there. He's like, you want a shot? I'm like, sure. And then this girl came and met me, and then I'm like, all right, cool. And we went somewhere. And then I was supposed to meet my buddy for food like later on, and then she came with us and we ate there, and I felt like I was getting pretty tipsy like by like 5, you know. And then but we ate, I was like maintained, and we went home, and then my buddy calls and he's like, I'm going back out to this show. I'm like, we went back out, and then dude, Friday, man, oh god, it was like existential dread. Like I think it was like partying for a couple of days, you know, because you want to get out and like let out some steam and
yeah,
enjoy it, but like went probably a little too much. And then, you know, Friday I was just laying there, it's like all this anxiety, and it's like, you know, it's being exhausted on top of like a bit of a hangover, and you're just like, oh god, when is this gonna be over? And I had to work that night, and it was dreadful, dude.
Yeah, I worked all the way. So Tuesday, did that 12-hour shift on Tuesday, then I was there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then I finally had off Monday or Sunday. I was like, the bar was like not that busy, and I was like not upset about it. Like, I think I had a $0 day on Saturday. Mm. You know, people are like, aren't you upset? I'm like, not really. Like, it's over. I'm just glad it's over. Yeah. Like, now I can have my 3 days off and I can chill. Like, I, you know, I'm sure the bar made money. There's people here drinking, but I just wasn't like hustling. I was just already burnt out.
Yeah. Well, man.
But fair I had enough. I had my fair amount of drinks. So, you know, customers. There was a couple customers on like Friday who were trying to get me messed up. Like they were trying, you know, like rumplements and like super tough like screwdrivers and blah blah blah. And I was just like, yeah, all right. But it's like, you know, you get in those modes where like it doesn't matter. Like you're not getting messed up. You're just like exhausted and tired, and it doesn't matter. Like I don't think I felt drunk until like I got home and sat down.
Well, I mean. Yesterday, no, was it Sunday? Sunday was a good day. I just got up, like, I had Saturday off. Oh, I had this, like, birthday thing I did, but I didn't go too hard, you know. I wasn't partying. Went to bed a decent hour.
Sunday, was it your birthday?
No, it was just a friend's. Oh. But it was a long day, but I didn't drink too much. And then Sunday, I went to the beach for a bit, went to my parents' house to help my dad do some stuff, and then ate dinner there, went home.
Yeah.
And passed out. And Monday, I was like, oh. Feel normal again. It's like got like a real full
actual
night's sleep.
Yeah.
And like with no, didn't really drink anything, and then same thing with today. Like did the same thing yesterday. Just chilled out.
Yes.
Worked on this project I was working on, and then eating like real food, you know, for, because you know the whole week it's just like you eat where you can, and it's like usually it's like my hours are so messed up that if I first get up, it's like I don't have an appetite. Like St. Patrick's Day morning, I didn't have an appetite.
Yeah.
I was like, this is breakfast time, but I got up at like, you know, 11 I went to go meet my friends at noon, and then they had some food there, and I munched on some stuff. But, yeah. You know,
not really super hungry. I got to work
at 3, but then this girl brought in some pizzas, which is great. But,
that's nice.
So I crushed some of that. But, it's, you know, it's just you eat, like, where you can. It's not really, like...
Wherever you get the time to.
Sit down and have a meal.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely made an effort to try and eat before I came in because I knew everything was going to be, number one, like, price gouged, and number two, like... I just didn't know when I was going to have time to, like, actually go do something, go eat, go do whatever. So, I didn't really chill. I didn't really have a relaxing day until Sunday. And relaxing for me was just, like, sleeping. You know, like, Sunday I just slept all day. I, like, woke up to eat a couple times and just went right back to sleep. Like, I needed to hibernate a little bit. And then Monday I kind of got some other things that I needed to get done out of the way. And then... Yeah, to like last night was the first night where like I kind of just slept all the way through and woke up this morning like 6-7. I was like, okay, cool, but I was still beat. Like, I think I pulled a muscle or something in my like leg, my upper leg, like near my hip, and like so it's been hurting for a while. So I've been just kind of recovering from that nonsense.
Oh, well, that has just getting old.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that happened to me. Where was I? I was at. Where was I? I think Friday night we had to like carry a bunch of extra boxes of liquor to the third floor. I mean, it was just, my hammies were screaming at me. And the next day I went to a place to get coffee and I had to sneeze and I just like turned around. Oh, no. Sorry. It was Saturday. No, I went to the liquor store to get stuff for this birthday party. And when dude was handing me my change, I was like, oh, 1 second. I turned in a weird way and sneezed and then like, oh. Oh, that's the groin. Oh, yeah. Boy. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I carried like 14 boxes of liquor upstairs last night. And I'm getting old.
Yeah, yeah. And I also
sneeze and you pull something.
That's the worst. Yeah, and I think I must have like smashed my right hand on something too because it was like a little swollen. It's still like a little bit swollen.
What was it, Saturday night? I was like, oh, yeah, I have a bunch of random bruises. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
aches and pains in weird places.
Yeah. My fiance noticed I had like a wick. I must have like hit the corner of something because I had like a wicked bruise on my hip. She's like, "What is that?" And I was like, "I have no clue." And then my hand was like all swollen, like a little bit bruised. She's like, "What happened? Did you fight someone?" I was like, "No, like not at all." Plus, I'm lefty, like so I wouldn't have used my right hand. Like it wouldn't have been a thing. So. I must have just, you know, going through the crowd, banging it on something. Like, who knows? Just getting old.
Yeah, man. You know, overall, the whole thing was pretty tame.
It was pretty tame. I just don't
think... I thought we were going to have, like, lists of crazy stuff to talk about.
Yeah, no, there was nothing.
Nothing much. But
I just don't think... I think I'm opting out of St. Patrick's Day proper next year. Like, the actual day, I don't think I'm going to do it. Unless it's, like, on a weekend, I guess.
It's not.
What is it, like Wednesday next year or Monday?
Unless there's a leap year. No, it'll be either Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, I would like to know. Because
I'm assuming it's going to be...
It'll be interesting. My birthday's on a Tuesday this year, so that's always fun.
Yeah, it'll be Wednesday.
Yeah, so that means they'll probably... Oh, man. Do you think they might do the parade on a weekend?
Oh, but then... Yeah, Thursday. That's a weird. That's even weirder.
That's
than
a
Tuesday.
Weird one. Yeah.
Well, no. They'll do it on Thursday, and then but the party will probably be that weekend. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'll shift instead of the weekend before.
Yeah.
And then 2028. It's on a Friday. Back to the. I'll be retired by then.
Yeah, I won't do it by then. Yeah, I won't do. No. But yeah, I already said like it wasn't for me. I'm sure that the bartenders made some good money, but for me, like, it wasn't. I've made more money on random days, working less hours. So, like, 12 hours for under $200, like, not a thing for me. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we'll see what happens, man. I just don't know. I don't know how busy it's going to be in subsequent years. You know what I mean? Like, just because right now everything seems to be kind of tame considering. You know, how everything's going. You know, I think if, you know.
Oh, I do remember going out. That one, what was it? Yeah, the Wednesday night that I went out after. It was funny. It was with some buddies. And then we were at this one bar. And then dude was getting pretty litty. It was funny. And he was, like, outside, like, kind of asleep. And one of the door guys, I'm buddies with him, comes out. He's like, oh, your boy's asleep out here. I was like, oh, all right, we'll go. Yeah. I'll get him out of here. And then we walked. I mean, he was fine. He was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
He was, I mean, we the walk home, he was fine. It's not like you had to carry him or anything. Yeah, it was just like, he was just, I was like, it's his turn.
Yeah.
It's his turn to fall asleep outside of the bar. We put in enough work.
Yeah. I thought I was going to see a lot more service industry people, like, afterwards. I really didn't see too many again.
Bro.
Not until, like, Saturday, know, and that was even not that many.
And it wasn't bad, but I was talking to a few people, man, and I just had this. When I was going into it Friday, and I was talking to my buddy, I stopped there before I went in, and he's like, I just have this, like, anxiety about this. Like, I was like, dude, everybody does. Everybody, for some reason, something feels off.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Something feels off in the ether.
Yeah, yeah.
It ended up, you know, it was fine. It ended up being okay. Everything was fine.
Yeah,
it was
I think everyone kind of felt like, oh, man, it's either going to be, like real rowdy and obnoxious and dangerous or normal. And I think it was just not either of those. I think it was less than normal.
Some places kind of called it a wash. You know, it was like.
Well, yeah, I can see why.
It was worth it, but not. Like other years, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, the real issues were like late at night. Obviously, every time when the bar's closed, then it gets real ratchet out there on Congress, and you know.
But we stay behind the
we
stay behind the castle walls for a while and just watch.
Observe all the chaos before we get and out of there.
The RoboCop police disperse, disperse. That was actually really funny. Oh, that's funny. I mean, I don't know if he was doing it on purpose. But you know how they, late night, they'll come by there and hit that button.
Isn't it just a recording?
Yeah, just a recording. And they hit a button and it says, you know, no loitering, disperse. Yeah, no loitering, disperse. But one night the dude was coming around, and I forgot what night it was, but it might have been Monday night, actually. And then he came around and he hit one button and he said, warning, severe weather alert. Warning, severe weather alert. And then the next one was, put your hands on the wheel. Put your hands on the wheel. Turn off the car and put your hands on the wheel. Turn off the car and put your hands. And then the third time was no loitering. I was like, was he hitting the wrong button or was he just messing around? He's like, oh, wrong guy, wrong button. Oh, not that one.
Oh, man.
I was like, he's tired too. He doesn't even know what button to hit in his own car.
Yeah, like I said, the cops I had to talk to were pretty cool. They were pretty chill. I don't think they I think were kind of appreciative of the fact that it was light.
Yeah,
and not as crazy.
The ones that came up to speak to our extra security guy, it was funny because they took that dude away, and then, you know, they let him go because he was with his buddy, and they're like, you know, he's PTSD. Da, da, da. It's like, well, him home, whatever. But then they walked back up to the door guy, and they were like, you know, did a little finger point and like thumbs up, like, you good?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And he told him what happened. And I was there to back him up and get, you know, for anything, because I saw everything. I heard I heard the threats. I saw everything.
Yeah.
And then he told me what happened. They're like, well, that didn't go the way he thought it was going to go, did it? It's like, no. And we chatted with them for a minute. They were cool. They were just, you know, making sure we were all right. You know.
Yeah, yeah. The one cop I talked to, and he was like, well, because I was like, listen, man, before I could get my story out, he's like, let me tell you what this guy's saying, what happened. He told me this, that, and the third, and I was just like, no, man, I was literally inches from this thing. Like, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. That didn't happen like this. He's like, all right, no problem. I'll see you later.
The fire people were pretty chill with us this year, too. But, I mean, I was just the same guys, and I was talking to them a few times. But I even asked them. I said, I don't remember what night it was. It was either Friday night or Monday night. Mm-hmm. No, because I was bartending Monday night. So it would have been either Saturday night or maybe Tuesday night, but I was like, well, how is it out there? And they're like, eh. Yeah,
they came up Saturday night, and I was out back smoking a cigarette, and before they come through the door, they're like, all right, guys, put out your dubs. And I was like, man, I just lit it. He's like, well, that's too bad. We're coming out here. And I was like, all right, man.
Yeah.
And I put it out, and they're like, walking down the stairs, like, you can light it up as soon as we get out of here. And I was like, well, all right, dude.
Wait, was it actually a dube?
No, I was smoking a cigarette.
That's funny.
They were just joking with me. I was just smoking a cigarette. But, all right, man, what do we, look, like, it's going to be pretty tame for a little bit now. We got the wedding, the, like, little mini wedding season coming up soon, right?
Yeah, and probably, you know, a bunch of conferences and
such. And then I noticed that we get kind of killed during hurricane season when it gets, like, super hot and super rainy all the time, that kind of just dies out. And then we all just relax until September.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Last summer was busy. I remember.
It was busy towards the end. It was like, it was kind of dead like late July, like through mid August, but then it kicked up again. It was busier than the year before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that happens again. Meanwhile, we also got graduations too, right? Or did those already happen?
No, that's May.
Okay, so that's going to come soon. April's pretty nothing. Nothing burger except for like conferences.
Hello, fellow kids. Come on, high schoolers. another thing, though, is like it's funny, and it's not just this same attitude. It's like, dude, the amount of like horrible fake IDs that come through, it's hilarious. It's just like, yeah, no. Whatever.
Yeah, that happened a lot.
That was like most thing on the door chats. Like all these.
That had been happening like all week on the like lead up to it. I remember standing outside, like taking a break, smoking a cigarette, and watching them just like ID after ID, like, this is not, like, not even close. Like, I should keep this, but just get out of here. Like, taking pictures of them, putting them on the chat, and just, like, getting them out of there. But we'll see what happens. But,
you know, there's some concerts coming to town.
Right, yeah.
Billy Strings, Fish, and there's some other ones coming to town, too, but...
I don't expect to see the Fish crowd at the bars.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Interesting.
Yeah. That should bring out some interesting people. Because, you know, it's always funny when you see, like, you know, when the rodeo is there and it's just like all
the rodeo crowd's people. Hilarious.
They're fun.
All, yeah, they're all cowboyed out. That's funny. But
I wouldn't look forward to the Fish crowd. We'll see what that looks like.
I don't think
like.
They're going to come out.
No. They just hang out in the parking lot and suck balloons down.
Yeah. We might see them later on, like, you know, zombieing around after the bar's closed. That's pretty much it. They're not coming in. But all right, Kevin, man, it's good to talk about it.
Yeah, I wish I had some wild stuff.
Yeah,
to say,
I wish. Yeah, I wish it was.
Right.
I know we were fully expecting it to be crazy.
I think everyone did well.
Yeah, I think it was all right. There were no real problems, you know. But and the town seems to still be here. Not like last year, everything was like super dirty and messed up.
Yeah.
So
yeah, man. All right. Well. It's a good chat.
Yeah, it was a good chat.
Always a good time.
Yeah, always. We'll have more stuff to talk about, I'm sure. I'm sure if something crazy happens, we'll definitely have to get on here and talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'll be here next week. I'm going to try and get... I didn't have an episode last week because I had a computer issue. So I'm going to try and reschedule that interview for this week with a person who is who just got out of being in HR. That was like a super interesting conversation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the computer crashed on it, and then that stunk. But that's going to be a good conversation coming up. It was a nice discussion about like what skills she took from service industry and brought to the corporate world, and how like it's a good ramp up to working in that kind of world. Like having those skills, and just having the skills of being able to talk to people face to face, dealing with adversity as far as like people being upset and so on and so forth, but. It was cool. I'm going to try and get some more people, some local artists who are doing some stuff too. Catch us again. This is The Customer Isn't Always Right on 107.5 FM, WRUU.org, and you can listen on WRUU.creek.fm. Catch you later.
Peace.